next patient was, next patient is Vivian Austin, V-I-V-I-A-N, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin. Date of birth is 12-14-48. Date of visit is 8-12-24. Please make a copy for Natalie Ingersky. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, Ingersky, I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I. Please make a copy for Natalie Ingersky, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending Vivian Austin for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This person tell us. This is a 75-year-old female who has had a past history of breast cancer. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion for the past few months. She also has shortness of breath. I'm sorry, she also has a dry cough and denies any significant weight loss. She has been using vitamins and food supplements, and her most recent CT chest done on 5/14/24 showed upper lobe predominant emphysematous changes and also subpleural reticulation and interstitial opacities more pronounced in the lung bases. There was also a left upper lobe subpleural non-calcified nodule measuring 6 millimeter period. The mediastinum showed multiple small mediastinal nodes but no pathologically enlarged nodes. The patient also had labs done which were unremarkable except hemoglobin A1C level was mildly elevated. But her glucose was 85. Let's see, 85. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has included history of breast cancer and bilateral breast reconstruction following mastectomies. She had foot surgery in the past and also had she has had breast cancer of the right breast and had bilateral mastectomies. She had breast implants done and there was a leak in the right breast implant. She has been treated for borderline diabetes. Next paragraph. habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 25 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next, family history, father died of cancer of the colon. Mother had COPD. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. No glaucoma, cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. She has used some urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Denies any rectal bleeding or black stools. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No leg swelling or calf muscle. No leg swelling, no palpitations. There's no depression or anxiety. Denies easy. She has easy bruising and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. There's no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. None at the present time, but she takes multiple food supplements, including omega-3 fish oil, mag citrate, turmeric, zinc, vitamin D3, probiotic, and B12, and Centrum Silver. Please may I add in the allergy section, no drug allergies. Next, physical exam. This averagely built, this is a moderately overweight elderly white female is alert and no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 76, respirations 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 196, saturation 96. HUNT are non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the scattered visus, upper chest. No crackles on either side. Heart seems irregular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, there's no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions netted. Next, paragraph, fresh, number 1. COPD with emphysema, number 2 is interstitial lung disease, probable UIP. Number 3 is a history of breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomy. And number 4 is history of breast implant. And next paragraph, plan the patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study. She will need a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodule as well as the interstitial lung disease, and this will be ordered in 6 weeks. The patient will also have a CBC, ANA, cetrate, anti-DNA, RA factor, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I, Natalie, APRN, Natalie Ingerski, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Oh, can you also add the patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. for shortness of breath. Thank you, Brother Scott. Stay tuned. Start this.